And what I started to say, Miss has a picture of some of the first, her mother was a member of the 20th Century Club, and she has a picture I told her to bring that I thought you'd be interested in, the way the adults dressed with the big hats and
yes.
Dresses down to the ankles or below the
ankles.
Yes,
I was. When the ladies were working with those enormous skirts, what would they use over the skirts to protect them from?
They had the aprons. Most of them had aprons. And they wore, my mother always wore three petticoats. She wore what she called a chemise. And then two more petticoats, a chemise, came, on an order of slips now. And then the petticoats, you know, were just at the waist. And so many of them, three of them.
Well, that would be pretty warm in the summer. If you wanted to buy a dress of a certain kind of cloth, and you had the cloth at home, what would you take to the store to show the merchant what you wanted?
The sample.
Sample. Uh-huh. And the thing that you would keep your coins in, how did ladies, what would they carry with their coins into the...
Oh, coin purse. It's always been called a pocketbook.
Small or?
Small pocketbook.
I see. Which is the pocketbook the big?
No, the pocketbook is little. And the other would be the purse.
I see. And so there are really two items there, aren't there?
Well, the coin purse is a little pocketbook, you say.
Mm-hmm. And
it'd be in the big purse.
So if you just said purse, you would mean a pretty big purse.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And around your wrist, you wear a
bracelet.
And around your neck?
Necklace.
And did you ever use the term beads? Or how would you describe for necklace beads strung together? She has, instead of saying she has a nice necklace, she has a
string of beads.
Did you ever hear a pair of beads?
No.
That is sometimes used for string.
Pair?
I have no notion why, but the pair of beads would refer to the entire necklace.
No, I've never heard
and
of that.
I was wondering. It defies logic.
Me, a pair is two.
yes. But this wasn't two strands. This was just a necklace with beads. So. And to keep the rain from falling on you and to keep the sun from shining too strong, what would you carry?
You carry a parasol.
For both?
Umbrella for me. And a lot of times, I'm sure we'd said umbrella a lot of times, just for both.
Mm-hmm. Would the parasol be for?
Well, usually, as well as I remember, parasol seemed more logical for the women, and the umbrella was so much bigger. You know, we had fancy little parasols when we were
growing up. I understand.